أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين. السلام عليكم and welcome dear family and dear friends to this auspicious Thursday night here in the holy city of Qom, where we are going to be spending a few spiritual moments together in the heat of the early summer of the holy city of Qom, even though it hasn't gotten as hot as it can. And welcome to Thursday family night programs in the holy city of Qom. We always encourage our youth to be involved, and we encourage the youth to participate in our programs, whether it's the recitation of the Holy Quran, or it is the recitation of Dua-e-Kumal, or the recitation of anything that they would like to recite, whether it's poetry or spoken words or something of interest that they find. We really encourage all of the youth to participate for the increase of the tawfiqat of the young brother, because at that age, it is very difficult to come to the front and recite anything. So for the increase of the tawfiqat of the young brother and his family, let's send them all a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. There is a special request for a Surah Fatiha and three times Surah Ikhlas for all of the ulama of the past who have passed on, including, of course, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, and Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Fatimi Nia, Ayatollah Hassan Zadeh Amoli, and all of the ulama of the past, each and every one of them special in their own place, the shuhada as well, Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, Shaheed Qasim Sulaimani, and of course, Shaheed Jamran, whose shahadat anniversary was a couple of days ago, and all of your marhumin, the marhumin of the sponsors as well, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. There's a very interesting quote from leader of Muslim Ummah, Imam Khamenei, where he talks about these recent negotiations between these Arab governments and these Arab leaders in the region with the Zionist regime. He says that despite all of these negotiations that these Arab governments have done with the Zionist regime, this has still not stopped the Zionist regime from committing crimes against the Palestinians. So it is said, supposedly, that one of the reasons, again, supposedly, if we do husn zan from really far away, one of the reasons why these governments did these negotiations was in order to be able to give some sort of protection to the Palestinians. Some political analysts will, in their own sense, try to say this is what happened. So the Arab governments, they went ahead and they did these negotiations with the Zionist regime so that in return for these normalization of relations, the Zionist regime would, you know, let go of the Palestinians, take it a little bit easy on them, stop bulldozing their houses, stop killing them on the streets, stop the 12 plus year siege upon the Gaza Strip. And so Imam Khamenei says, despite the fact that you tried so hard to normalize relations with the Zionist regime, they still continue to commit oppression and tyranny against the Palestinian brothers and sisters. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. My last quote for tonight is from Sayyid Hashim al-Haydari. He says that today, he's talking about the present day. He says, today, accusations are associated with Islam without any objection. Today, accusations are associated with Islam without any objections, and the West is distorting the image of Islam. The West is not only distorting the image of Islam, but it is doing so by all sinister means at its disposal. And so he says, so to follow Islam isn't limited to only praying and fasting in the present day. following Islam is not limited to only praying and fasting. Rather, to follow Islam is to defend the religion and take a stance towards the victory of Islam.